The basic thing is what I wanted to talk about in our devotion this morning is pay attention. Now, I think all of us at one time growing up, we had a teacher or somebody would tell us, pay attention. Would you please pay attention? Now, I don't know about you, but I get distracted a lot. And maybe simple things, like sometimes I might get out of the shower and I think, Ralphie, did you wash your hair? You know, I get my mind sometimes on autopilot and I don't think about things. Sometimes we just do things by rote, as they say, and just like things just we normally do. We don't pay attention to all those things. But I find this interesting. 8.7 million adults in the United States have ADHD, attention deficit disorder. You got any of it? I got a lot of it. I think it's because we are paying attention sometimes to the different things that are going on in our country, and maybe we're not paying attention. Or maybe we're just a nation becoming more and more distracted. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of things out there that distract me, and I get off kilter, so to speak. Perhaps the answer to that really doesn't matter. What does matter is that we are distracted from what's important to our own well-being and success, and if we don't pay attention, guess who loses? We do. Of course, feeling distracted does not mean that everybody has the same level of ADD. I got it really bad, and I got dyslexia too, so I got a double dose. But we can be distracted for a multitude of reasons, and many of us, stress is the culprit. And the more stressed and anxious we are, the more distracted we are. Even short-term memory losses can be linked to anxiety and stress. You can become distracted if you suffer from depression. And there's a lot of people in this world today that suffer from depression. Those who have experienced it know what I'm talking about. So when you're in a state of depression, your mind literally will not function properly. Your ability to focus for any length of time at all diminishes, and you can't seem to pay attention to anything, but only resort to random, chaotic, and disorganized thoughts. Now, you may not be able to actually think much about these things, and you may obsess over certain things and playing and replaying things in your mind. Once you think you're a hamster on one of them little rolls. Sometimes going laying your head down and try to go to sleep, your mind just rushes. All kinds of things come creeping in. You don't know where they came from or why they're there. Experience physical melee sometimes. It can also affect your level of distraction. So anything from vitamin deficiencies to addiction to too much caffeine or sugar, we are very easily distractible creatures. We are all like sheep and is going astray. I think that's why Jesus used that analogy so much about sheep, because we have a lot of the same characteristics of sheep. And if you ever watch sheep, they get distracted very easily. That's why they need a shepherd. So if you get distracted in your heart, or you get weighed down with drunkenness or addictions, or simply with anxieties about worrying about things in this life, and there's a lot to worry about, and when we fall into that kind of numb-like state, we are susceptible to falling into these traps. Watch out, Jesus said, for the day of redemption. And he also said, please don't let it catch you unexpected like a trap. You know, if you want to catch a bird, how you set up a trap and boom, 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 the bird goes there and they pull the little string and the trap goes down over the bird. Well, that's the way life is. There's a lot of traps out there. So it's a great metaphor, I think, for paying attention, as though you're wandering through the woods and not paying attention to your path. You're putting your feet one step in front of another and not really paying attention. You could likely fall into a trap. The spiritual trap is what I'm talking about, that keeps you moving forward and walking your path with God. It keeps you bound to the earth and intimate death if it does not allow you to be lifted up The trap defies the power of God's resurrection. It keeps you earthbound and not able to spiritually transcend all of your anxiety and your pain, your addictions, your grief, and everything, and give it to the Lord. We get stuck. You ever been stuck? So what's the answer, preacher? I think we can keep ourselves from being distracted, that we become stuck with our negative belief system, and we all have them in the pattern, or being pessimistic and attitudes and grieving hearts or anxiety and worry. Jesus tells us this, pay attention. The word in Greek means to keep aware, keep awake, keep alert, be vigilant, watch out, keep watchful, pay attention. So you say, what am I supposed to pay attention to? Jesus is not talking about watching what unfolds around us in the physical realm. He's talking about what's happening within us. In fact, if you can truly comprehend what's happening around you, you're not first caring about what's happening within you. If you remember what happens to your ability to assess and cope and understand and realize when you're in that state of distraction, for whatever reason it might be, if you want to feel confident in the world, you must feel confident in yourself. Your heart, your spirit must feel light and in tune and in tandem with God's spiritual guidance. You must also feel focused on God and the path of your life that God's leading you on. We all have an assignment. We all have a reason and a purpose for this old world that we live in. So pay attention to what's happening around you. So to do this, you must pointedly and intentionally make time each day to pay attention to the state of your soul. One of the things that John Wesley did every time he gathered his preachers together, his first question is, how is your soul? And that's what we need to think about on this attitude of Advent that we're in. So when we enter into this time of Advent, which we are in the first week of it, it's a time which we must anticipate our lives at the coming of God into the world. We must ask ourselves daily if we are prepared for the changes that He'll make in our lives and in our heart. For Advent is not merely a memory. It's not just a celebration of a time long past, if we only listen. And in time, Advent lets us say, we need to pay attention in ways in which God's breaking through time and space and breaking through our own distractions and breaking through into our world, breaking through in our lives in order to make new changes that provides us with new directions. Now, we are in the first Sunday of Advent, but we are in a constant state of Advent. As Mark put on the sign, we are in Advent. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Jesus is going to return. He said He would. I believe that He would, and I'm expecting Him at any time. That's so we stay in a constant of Advent. We celebrate the birth of Christ in this Advent, but we have history on our side, so it's good to celebrate this particular celebration. But more importantly, we know that He's coming back. So if we allow our souls to resonate with God's awesome presence in our life and experience the miracle of life that Jesus has promised us, not merely in the world to come, but in our life today, in the here and now, God's still speaking. God is still doing miracles, and God is still here. And all you have to do, pay attention.